An Incest Story by Grey Calista, Part 3. Nag-advance na ako sa mom ko. She was away for like, I don't know, years, but she's back. But let's cut to the chase. Nung June 2, siya dumating, and ngayon ko lang na-post kasi ngayon lang ako nagka-internet, so we were alone at our house, and she was tired and ready to sleep. So, pagdating ko sa bahay, kasi galing ako sa computer technician, pinapaayos yung laptop ko, nagkwentuhan kami, and everything. Tapos yun, sabi niya, magkadalo kami, and nagdadalawang isip ako, but then, nakatulog kaming dalawa. So, after ilang minutes, nagising ako, and she was still snoring, so I took the chance. I slowly lifted my palm on her, and naka-overlap yung leg ko sa thighs niya. Kaya doon ko pinatong para malapit lang sa pusi. And then I started touching her. Pindot-pindot, kapa-kapa. Pero I feel like gising siya. Kasi nire-remove niya yung kamay ko pero inaalis ko para walang trace. And then tinry kong hanapin yung pusi niya. And I did. Ang bagal ko talagang maghanap. She was wearing like a tight. I don't know what to call it. Hindi siya pantalon, parang pajama na ewan, pero pang alis, and napaka-thin. So I tried putting finger dun sa edge ng panties niya, and take note na naka-pajama thing pa rin siya nun. So, ang hirap, but still, nagawa ko. I was already touching her skin, like, only barrier na lang namin is yung pants niya. I was already in. So, I played with it a little, and wala siyang reactions. Kaya, trinay kong ipasok yung hand ko dun sa pants niya para skin to skin na. I succeeded. Walang reactions. And slowly, hinanap ko yung pusi niya and it was so easy to find out. Once I was there, pinasok ko yung index finger ko, trying to push it in as deep as possible. And then my middle finger and then my fourth. I was going wild. Hindi ko na siya inabala. The fact na baka magising siya and all. Naging kampante ako. She was getting wet and I tried to look for her clit. Kaya baka doon na-activate. Baka nasagi ko and I made the conclusion na baka nandun sa area na yon yung clitoris. So nirab ko na lang. I look at her face and her lips was moving like, you know when you're taking a shower tapos yung nag-gasp ka ng air, ganun yung lips niya. Gustong gusto ko siyang i-French kiss but I was too afraid and then I stepped up my game. Out of curiosity, I thought na I'll eat her. And by the time na I was near na, she woke up. And we were staring at each other. There was no pleasure on her face. She was shocked. Shock face na, shit, anong ginagawa mo dyan face? So niyakap niya ako and my hand was away from her pussy. I was trying to break her yakap, but ang laki niyang woman and was thin, so fragile. I tried positioning myself para makawala. I had my fair share of karate do and grappling training, so I knew the techniques, but still, wala talagang maipapalag sa mas malaki sa'yo kapag nahuli kang carefree. So she said, I should just sleep, but I was still awake. Nagtutulog-tulugan na lang ako, kunyari, nagsisleepwalking type of thing. Kunyari, hindi ako aware. That experience scarred me. Natakot na ako, pero shit, she felt good. Her pussy and everything. I want to try that again, pero baka hindi na niya ako bigyan ng chance. Oh, the end. Thank you.